And I'd like to maybe look at the concept of the three store. Because I have noticed over the last few months that little attempts have been made around Australia and overseas to resurrect the idea of a three store. That's right, F-R-E-E, three store. Now, the idea of the three store is to actually provide an alternative to economic orthodoxy. And the economic orthodoxy is that we have to create ever-increasing profits and grow in order to survive. I mean, anarchist economics is not based on the idea of creating profits. It's not based on profits and losses. It's not based on satisfying manufactured human needs. It's not based on barter, and it's not based on exchange. An anarchist economic system is based on the concept that people take what they need and contribute what they are able to contribute. So the idea of a free store within a capitalist framework is to actually throw a challenge to the capitalist economy, and it works something like this. Obviously, a collective gets together or a group of people gets together and raises enough money to pay the rent. Maybe they each put in $20 or $30 or $40 a week to pay the rent on the storefront. They then open for business, and anything that's in the store, people are able to take. It's not a matter of somebody coming in for a truck and taking everything, but people come in and take what they need. At the same time, a three store survives on the idea that you bring in, those who take bring in materials they don't need. So it's actually an economic transaction based on need, not on greed or profit or barter or exchange. I mean, a barter system in many ways is just a less sophisticated form of capitalism that doesn't use money. I mean, I give you this, you give me that in exchange. If you haven't got that in exchange, well, you don't get this. Well, an anarchist economy is based on the idea, you need this, you don't need that. We'll work something out. It's based on need. So what the three store concept does is actually raises questions regarding the current economic orthodoxy. And as I said at the beginning of the program, as we move from a period of relative abundance to a period of scarcity, we will find that more examples will crop up in the community of people trying to create economic alternatives, alternatives based on the collective system, alternatives based on a cooperative system, alternatives based on a three-source system. These are alternatives which are based on cooperation, not competition. So the three store, if you've got the energy and the time and the people and the resources to set one up within a capitalist framework, can subvert economic orthodoxy. And if you think the three store is a new concept, it's not. It's been around for ages. In Australia, one of the most successful three stores was the Collingwood Three Store, which was established by the Dingo Collective, which was an anarchist group which published a newspaper called Dingo in Melbourne in 71 and 72. And they set up a three store at 42 Smith Street in 1971. Based on those principles, people took what they wanted and brought to the store what they didn't need or what they wanted, what they felt other people could use. Now, this model expanded very rapidly. Within 6 months, the Collingwood Three Store set up the first three legal aid centre in this country. It is the forerunner to the current legal aid movement. It also set up a free medical clinic on a part-time basis for residents in Collingwood and Fitzroy in 71, 72, before the Whitlam government was elected and introduced Medibank in 1973. So just that one example in one isolated suburb, in one city, in this country, acted as the forerunner for the legal aid system, which we now currently have, and Medibank Medicare. So it's quite an interesting. It's an interesting example of the power of that example. So as we change, as we move, as current economic orthodoxy comes under challenge, as market forces, people talk about market forces not based on the satisfaction of manufactured new human needs, but market forces based on the satisfaction of real human needs. And as people start discussing the idea of cooperation in order to survive in times of economic necessity and maybe set up collectives, or even look at the idea of setting up work-based cooperatives, we have people putting into place economic alternatives to the current model, which could succeed because of the change in economic climate.